Hello, Africa. This is Let's Talk, where we take a lighthearted look at everyday life, the day-to-day issues you care about. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari, in Washington. Tonight, love.
What if on 13th, I slap you?
No, you're not going to slap me on 13th because, you know, tomorrow is Valentine.
No, not really.
That's the day for you to prove your love and run in the cold, in the winter, and find a way to say, hey, look, I lost my phone, but I wanted to make sure you knew where I was.
What is so special about these days?
Well, when you talk about love, what is love? Basically, it's a feeling of strong or constant affection for a person or attraction that includes desire. Love can make people happy. Love can make people sad. But how do we deal with love? And can someone love too much? Well, tonight, we'll discuss this, of course, in our usual light-hearted manner. So please stay tuned. Now it's time to welcome to our show, from the House of Service, the one and only, Hafsat Demaisoro. All right, welcome aboard, Hafsat.
Thank you. Hi.
Hello there. And of course, another lady in the house, the one and only, Orin Itangishaka from the Central African Service. Welcome back.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much for having me.
Definitely. I'm happy to have you back. And welcoming again is the one and only who is always here these days, Kenneth Bwire, all the way from Kampala, Uganda, but now in Washington, D.C. from VOA Swahili. Welcome back, sir.
I'm lucky again.
Yes, sir. Thank you. In this edition of Let's Talk, we'll be discussing love. Now, as we all know, Valentine's Day is around the corner. So lovers, this is called the lovers' lane. All the lovers, this is their time. But what does love do to people? And when and how someone involves somebody else to express love? Well, I spoke to Manuel Bandale, and I wanted to know his take.
The language for love is always the same. It doesn't change, but it changes. I mean, it always got to be there.
Okay.
Especially for us, so we've been married for a while, for some time. Sometimes you need some things to revive the love to make things going. Yeah. Because when you talk about 20 years plus, you've been married, sometimes you got to relax, and in there, you relax. And then, but always you have to find some way to lighten up the love. So, comes to Valentine's Day, yes, you have to do something for your lover, for your wife, for your girlfriend, or whatsoever, or anybody you involve with.
Right.
That is very important.
Now, when you do something, some people say it's not important because this is just one of the days, okay? I don't care you do or you don't do it. Some people say you have to do something. But with your experience, Emmanuel, especially if someone is dating a woman, a single man, can he really just say, it's okay, I'm going to leave it alone?
Definitely you have to. If you're a single man and then you're dating a girl, definitely you need to impress them. Definitely you need to take her out for Valentine's dinner.
Mm-hmm.
You have to buy some flowers.
Mm-hmm.
You take her to a special restaurant for our choice.
Okay.
And then you prepare good dinner, good flowers, and then that's a statement you need to make.
Okay.
And then definitely if you are going forward, you know, this is what I want. And this is what I'm going to go. I'm keeping. So you have to lock it up.
So when you say you have to lock it up, this is what I need, what do you really mean?
What I mean is that You have to give those things. You have to show that.
Okay.
That this is what I want. So the Valentine's comes very important.
So doing something is a symbol and you cannot avoid it. Is that correct? Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. Even in your wife in the morning, you know, sometimes you forget that, oh, today is my wife's birthday.
Yeah.
And guess what when you forget that birthday day?
What's going to happen to you?
You sleep on the couch.
Oh, no.
You got to find every day to make your woman happy. And so it's vice versa. I know it's not like I give you 70, you give me 30. No, we're talking about 50-50
love. 50-50 love. Yeah. Is that Teddy Pendergrass?
Like Mr. T say that. Yeah. He's talking about the 50-50 love.
So yes. If somebody is in love, but now, can you tell?
Immediately when you look at her, you know she's in love.
How?
She'll be relaxed, feel good, and then she's happy.
Okay.
She definitely knows she's in love. She's happy and relaxed. But if somebody's not in love, definitely nobody can be happy. She'll be nagging and all that thing, you know?
Thank you, Emmanuel Bandawe. This is Let's Talk, and we're discussing love. Now, I'm coming back to the people in studio.
Mm-hmm.
Orin Isis Itangi Shaka.
Yes, sir.
There's one thing people talk about when it comes to February 14.
Mm-hmm.
They talk about lovers. They talk about, hey, it is Valentine's. Everybody should do something for their girlfriend, for their husbands, for their wives. Well, Itangi Shaka.
Yes.
You are in love, I believe.
I am so in love. You have no idea. I'm
okay.
Like, if there was an association of people in love, I'll be the president. I'm in love with a wonderful husband for the past 6 years, yes.
Good for you, my friend. So when it comes to this type of time and feeling, when you're saying that you're going to show affection, showing love, what do you have to do to show love to somebody?
I think that, you know, when you've been in such a beautiful, wonderful marriage for 6 years, it's just another day, you know?
Okay.
I mean, my husband does a lot of things to try to impress me, try to show me he loves me. I try to do the same.
Mm.
But Valentine's Day comes where you feel that extra an extra pressure.
Mm.
Extra pressure to conform to what everybody's doing, that chocolate, that flower, that everything. But my husband and I have come to an agreement where it just really realized that it's really commercialized, but that we still should kind of acknowledge one another. So I think it's worth going that extra mile that you were doing. If you were cooking breakfast every day, maybe this time you should put some strawberries and some whipped cream on it.
Cream
you
on
can
something.
Do a little something special. So it doesn't hurt, you know. It's a time to just acknowledge your lover as someone who you really care about.
Yeah.
If you don't do anything, nothing's wrong with it, but, you know.
Just a thing, you know. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
It doesn't hurt to do something special.
It doesn't hurt. What about Hafsat? Hafsat.
Single.
Okay.
Ready to mingle.
Single and ready to mingle, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when it comes to love, if someone shows you affection, what do you want to see as a lady, especially in Valentine's or not in Valentine's, someone showing you love?
Personally, I think it's a big deal. Valentine is a big deal because you get to celebrate each other, you know, very well.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe all the other days were just, you know, normal days. I love you. And then on Valentine's Day is a time to show someone how much
show
you really care, you know, by, you know, the flowers,
okay.
I don't know, the chocolates and everything, as she said. But, you know, I think it's a big deal, you know.
It's Valentine's a big deal.
Yeah, it should be something different, something special, something you've not been doing before, you know.
Right.
Just do something different so you can remember it all the time.
Okay, something to remember all the time. Mm-hmm. I like that. Kenneth Bwire, the one and only. Isn't this a big pressure to us men that, hey, it's Valentine's, I gotta do something? Tell me about this thing, man. How do you think about Lover's Lane? When you go to this particular Lover's Lane, you want to show someone you care, someone you love.
Seated in between two ladies. I'm very, very careful with my words.
No, be free. You can say whatever you want to say. We don't care.
But Sunday.
Okay.
How I wish every day is a Valentine.
Okay.
If you are in a relationship with somebody, you doesn't wait for February.
Mm-hmm.
You bring someone, you dress in red, you smile at me.
So you want it to be every day?
Kindly, don't.
How?
Some will even fake it. And even pretend it on that very day. Do it daily.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh.
That small things that you do should be done daily to impress me. And let me feel it daily.
So are you going to bring the gifts daily too? Like the flowers? Okay, today's going to be a flower, tomorrow it's going to be chocolate, next tomorrow it's going
to
be a...
You don't have to bring those gifts.
Okay, but she...
You behave before me.
Mm-hmm.
The way you act before me.
Mm-hmm.
The way you talk to me. That's enough.
Well, okay. Well, I think people are busy and they don't have time to really appreciate.
Okay.
No, continue. I know they do
business.
It every day, but you know,
continue
but
your
they
business.
Don't have time to, you know, do it very well. So
show
they think
those
that
things
they have
and
to
go
see,
buy those flowers and
you
go those chocolates.
You don't have time.
You would expect to show someone like, you know, I really appreciate you, but
really?
I haven't
you,
been.
You
showing...
don't have time for me, whom you love. You don't have time for me?
I do have your time, but, you know, to do it extra.
I believe what she's trying to say is that she will love you, she will care for you, but I think she's saying that there are extra stuff that mm-hmm. cannot be every day. But you also, I understand also your point. You're saying that show me that love every day so that I can feel loved already.
Exactly.
Anyway.
So when it comes to that day, 14th of February, mm-hmm. let's not copy what others are doing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right? It's okay. About coping. Just, oh, you know, so and so is dressed in red.
So you can pick 25th then.
He said something special and powerful.
No, I don't have to pick a date.
Okay.
You get?
He said something.
Do it daily. Mm. Maintain the fire burning.
That's true.
Make sure
fire.
that candle lights another one. A candle doesn't lose anything if it lights another one, all right? So
no.
Don't wait for specific. What if on 13th I slap you?
No, you're not going to stop me on 13 because, you know, tomorrow is Valentine.
No, no. I like
but
that outside.
You know, can I take a few seconds to read this little thing that, that was kind
ahead.
Of special I saw today?
Mm-hmm.
Especially this is for marriage, but it says, most people get married believing in a myth that marriage is a beautiful box full of things that they have longed for. Compassion, intimacy, and all those things. The truth is that marriage starts with an empty box and you must fill it with all those things. So like you said,
so you want to fill it on 14th of February.
Exactly.
No, no,
no. You don't want to do that.
Like, why are you so against the point?
He said that you need to fill that box every day.
Yes. You can't
I agree.
Just wake up on 14th of February and you fill a bucket.
Well, hold it right there, Kenneth Smith.
Okay.
Love is a topic tonight. So many interesting views and so many differences. For those of you just joining us, this is Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa service.
What's up, Africa? I'm Jackson Vunganyi in Washington.
And I'm Nadia Sami. Thanks for joining us. We'd love to have you on board. This is Upfront on the Voice of America.
Listen, let's be upfront.
There's a lot to talk about.
We need to discuss what's going on in your communities, issues that affect you.
Are you involved?
Are you engaged in transforming your society?
Today, right now, this is your platform.
Let us know what you've been up to.
Check us out on Facebook. Drop us a line.
Upfront is a show where we look at issues that affect Africa's youth.
Giving you an opportunity to express yourself as you connect with other youth around the continent.
In this interconnected world, we share a destiny. So let us share our solutions to issues like unemployment,
education reform,
elections,
free speech,
and many others.
Nothing is off the table.
Nothing is off the table.
Absolutely nothing is off the table.
It's Upfront, Wednesdays at 17:30 UTC, Saturday at 1900 UTC,
and Sunday at 19:30 UTC,
right here on
VOA Africa.
This is Let's Talk, where we take a lighthearted look at everyday issues of importance to you. I'm your host, Sunday Shumari, in the Washington studio with my colleagues, Oren Tangishaka, Kenneth Subire, and Hafsat Denmaisara. All right. You know, there are so many significant differences between partners, single, married couples, with children, with no children, and all that. So when it comes to showing love, showing the affection to your significant other, how do you deal with that? Regardless, it's Valentine's or not, but you have to show something. So, I spoke to Miss Universe Tanzania 2017, Lillian Erica, and I wanted to know her take.
I think Valentine's Day is not only meant for men and a woman love. It can be a brother-sister love. It can be a mother-child love. It's not only meant for those who are in a relationship. You love your sister, you love your brother. That is the day that you can show them how much you love them. It's like it's a holiday whereby you have to show them how you appreciate them.
How you appreciate someone is very, very important. Now, for you as a lady, when it comes to your intimate relationship and when it comes to this particular day, what is that important thing that you want to know from the person you really care about?
Well, if the guy would have been there, I would appreciate, like, anything which could come on board, maybe spend a good time together. Maybe if he would cook for me, I love cooking.
Oh, you do?
Super shopping. That could help.
Who doesn't love shopping? You know that? Shopping is a good thing.
That's how girls are. You know, they love looking beautiful. And you should appreciate them the way they are.
Of course we want to see our ladies beautiful all the time. And hey, you know what? For men, we say, if you love a woman, you don't need to understand her. All you need to do is love her. And whatever she says, when you go shopping, say, yes, baby, let's do it. So you tell me, what do you expect? What do you want to see?
Nowadays, you can't predict which one is real and which one is not.
Why is that?
Why I say this, it's because nowadays girls fall in love with sugar daddies, men who are already married, and they give them every single thing that they want. Would you tell her that that's a real man for her or not? Sometimes it ends up being that the girl doesn't know that the man is married. If you truly love someone, you have to be satisfied with whatever she or he has. But nowadays men, not only men, even women are not satisfied.
Thank you for mentioning that. It's not one-way traffic, right?
Yeah. So you can't trust anybody. You know what? Women nowadays, like, you have to buy her an expensive gift and she'll be like, this is the right guy for me. Like, they need, like, they feel like money means everything rather than affection or true love. You know, it comes in mind whereby a woman thinks that when he spends a lot of money on me, he truly loves me. That's how it is.
Thank you, Miss Universe Tanzania 2017, Lillian Erica. Tonight, let's talk. We are discussing love. And back to the studio. Now, Itangi Shaka, you mentioned about keeping up with your husband. You know what? When you have husband, you have some ways of doing things. Hafsat is single. You don't deal with no husband. You deal with a boyfriend. All right? Some of us, like you and me, Tanga Shakwe, have kids. How do you do that?
I think it's a very good question, but I think in the beginning, I probably didn't like say this, but or emphasize it, is Valentine's Day is a commercial thing. I don't even call it holiday or day, whatever day you call it. It's very commercialized. And people have to understand it. It's a commercial day. So my husband and I is very conscious of that.
Okay.
So, but either way, we say, you know what? We're not going to fall into the trap of buying and buying and buying and buying, but we're going to, you know, be special with one another. So what we can do is, you know, maybe get a babysitter that day, and be out and go eat some dinner or just do nothing. It's the same.
And relax at home.
Because, you know, when I'm sitting at home, and I think I might have said it in another show, sitting in the dining room table drinking tea with my husband and my kids are in the basement, it's like a date for us.
Now, what about the other part that you're showing love? How is it different from you with someone who has no family? Or maybe when the days you were single without having kids?
Here's the thing for the ladies, especially the married ones.
Tell me about it.
That day, boy, I got me an outfit. When he sees me, he almost collapsed. So I'm really going to spice it up. You know, bring it up from mild to spicy. Maybe to blazing hot.
How I wish it could be daily.
So,
I know.
That is daily.
That figurative language.
Hold up. I know you like daily. But daily could be green, purple, but that night is gonna be sizzling pink. Okay?
Not even
with
red.
Some stripes and everything.
Hafsat, you are a single lady. How does this work?
Personally, I don't have any expectations. So I can even like, I can think maybe he's not going to do anything. And I'm not going to get worried. I'm not going to get mad if he doesn't do anything. All I want him to do is not to look for my trouble that day. Don't bother me. Just let me be. And I don't want any stress for that day. I just want to feel something different. You know, normal relationships, you guys fight. You know, you get into arguments.
Exactly.
I don't want that day. I just want some peace.
Okay. Kenneth Bira, you see what the ladies expect sometimes, and sometimes they don't. Is that what we think, really?
I think I should put it clear that that day is not on my calendar.
And tell me something.
It's not on my mental calendar.
And I understand that. Okay. But just tell me generally, as you say, you do it every day. What now, do you do and what do you have to do for this lady to say yes?
On that very day, mm-hmm. as you want to put it, don't, as she said, don't put it into another extra cost and into another expense. No man wants to spend on you. And if it is your own husband, he spends and then he counts. How much could I have done with it? Mm. So to make him happy, put that bill narrow, okay? A smile is mm-hmm. enough in the house.
True.
If you cannot afford a smile in the house, oh, that house is on fire.
In trouble.
So smiles are not brought by flowers, by dressing them in red. True. You'll bring a red and then she'll tell you, it doesn't fit me. So?
No.
So just struggle. And bring that smile in the house. If you make a man smile and you are a lady, mm-hmm. You have an express route.
Taking notes, Kenneth, I'm taking notes.
But also, there's one thing that we always get, you know, as men. Not so, tell me, Tangi Shaka, what, when it comes to love, that you really care? Yeah. Is it showing you a Bugatti or showing you the money or just showing you the way someone loves and cares for you? What is it matters?
That's a good question, but it's not one size fits all. Men, mm-hmm. study your wife or your girlfriend and know who she is and what she likes, because let me actually suggest a book. It's Valentine's Day, so I'm going to suggest this book. It's
sure.
It's a multi-million dollar seller book. It's been sold all over the world. It's mm-hmm. called Five Love Language. That book, Five Love Languages, is talking about five different kinds of way people want to be loved.
Okay.
Some people want to be touched. Some people want you to clean their shirts, you know, like chores. Some people want you to spend quality time. Five different ways to love someone. So you have to figure out, what is your love language? Because you can buy me flowers and I'll be like, you know what, you could have given me that money. I could have done something with, but you could have, you know, spent time with me. So I want to spend time with you. That, to me, translates as love. So people have to study their partners. Don't try to do what the world is doing and, you know, everybody and their mama. No. If my partner likes quality time, I have to make quality time. Some people want you to touch them. You know, I know some cultures, touching is like so weird, but everybody is not the same. If she wants you to touch her face, touch her neck, touch mm-hmm. her, just touch her. And that's going to be like, wow, that's going to fill her soul.
Mm-hmm.
And some people just want you to speak like, hey, honey, how was your day? How you doing? Just sweet talk them. And when you don't do that, we go back to that box we said. Fill up that person's box. So study your partner.
And that's very important, because you know what, Kenneth Bwire and Hafsat, what we're talking about is about showing love.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Some people say there's this French kiss. Do we have an African kiss?
I wonder what that would like.
It must be there. But I guess it's very weird.
So you guys
must be very weird.
So you guys need to tell me.
It must be very weird and noisy.
Do you know what a French kiss is in Burundi?
No.
A Burundian kiss is going to the market and buying your wife a kitenge.
Oh, good. You see?
That translates into a kiss.
Okay. See?
So what's a kitenge?
I mean, a wrap. You know, the African wrap? Mm-hmm. You know, like the women, they like you to buy them nice wrap.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you bring it and then she can make an outfit out of it.
Okay.
You mentioned about extra special. Would you think that if somebody doesn't give you anything that day because you want extra special,
mm-hmm.
is that going to be it? Or you're going to still stick with this guy?
Okay, I would consider, okay, can this guy afford it? Is he just trying to be mean because he wants to, you know, spoil my day?
Mm-hmm.
If he can't afford it, then that's fine. I mean, I can, you know, I can make him do something he cannot afford, and then, you know, it's really inconveniencing. But if he can afford it mm-hmm. and just decides not to do mm-hmm. it, then that's a completely different story. I'm going to look into that. And
he's going to be in trouble.
Uh-huh. Okay. I'll look into that and see, okay, is it really worth being with?
Again, we talked about money not being the issue. We talked about, but that day,
mm-hmm.
women should really, young women especially, mm-hmm. should really see, hey, where was he? Mm-hmm. What was he doing?
Exactly.
And don't try to make excuse for him. Don't make excuse for him. Oh, he said he was sick. Oh, he said he lost his phone in the bathroom. Don't make excuse for him. That day, if he's not physically with you, or on the phone with you for like 4 hours, 6, 7 hours.
Four hours.
That day is going to tell you
He ain't the one. Leave him alone. And I'm telling you, I was young at one point. I'm not that older, but I was younger at the point where you feel like, oh, well, he said he went to pick up his mom at the hospital. Yeah. So women, ladies, that day you check him. You check and see if you got a good man or not, or if it's yours or not yours.
Yeah. What if I just decide to switch off the phone?
Exactly.
Why that day?
Like I said, that day is for you to check, ladies.
Mm-hmm. It is.
His phone was off.
So you can come up with any excuse in that day. You don't tell me you lost your phone, or you know, you just decided to switch off your phone because you wanted to.
If I'm very honest, and my phone was snatched, how would I convince
It cannot be snatched on Valentine's Day. No.
Not a problem.
I told you I'll be very careful.
Let me say something. This is 2018. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Even your housekeeper got a phone. Mm-hmm. Even the next door neighbor got a phone. Mm-hmm. There's all kinds of ways to communicate. You can communicate. So what I'm saying is that it's true, your phone can be lost, but that's the day for you to prove your love and run in the cold, in the winter, and find a way to say, hey, look, I lost my phone, but I wanted to make sure you knew where I was.
What is so special about these days?
I know, right? I'm with you, though. I get you.
Thanks, Itangi Shaka. Thank you so much. Hold it right there. You're tuned to Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service. It comes to you Mondays at 17 hours, 30 Universal Time, right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. We'll be back.
I want to dedicate this song to all the lovers tonight. And I expect that might be the whole world, because everybody needs something or someone to love. When it's cold outside, who are you holding? You know, if y'all don't mind, I'd like to talk about this woman of mine. Always complaining about me never being at home. But when I'm down broke, she's telling me about the things that my girlfriend's got, what she ain't got. And she want me to go out and get them for her. But girl, I can't be in two places at one time. If you think you're morning now,
welcome back, and thank you. That's it for our show tonight. Let Hattie explode. Love. A big thank you to my guests over the phone and in studio. Big thanks to Hafsat, as well as Oren. Itangi Shaka, thank you for coming back.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
Sure. And also Kenneth Bure, thank you for being here, brother.
Sunday Love Daily, make it Valentine every day, especially for the married.
Yes,
for,
sir. Yes,
for
sir.
The young lovers, let them have their Valentine. When they reach there, they will realize it's not on 14th, mm-hmm. but it's daily.
Daily. I got you, my friend. Good message for everybody. Jackson Mvuganyi is our producer. Please send in your comments and experiences. Our email address is letstalk@voanews.com. You can also call us here 202-205-9942. After the announcement, leave us a message. That's 202-205-9942. The U.S. country code is 1. Thanks for tuning in. Join us again next Monday at 17:30 UTC for another exciting edition of Let's Talk. Our topic next week will be nails and ladies. Don't forget to tune in Tuesdays for our discussion program, Health Chat. Host Lino Madu and her guest physician discuss a health issue of interest to you. That's Health Chat Tuesdays at 17:30 University Time, right here on the Africa service of the Voice of America. From Washington, this is Sunday Shamari. See you next Monday. Ciao.
Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up.